You're listening to littlepodcast.com.
My game room smells like a library, like a public library.
Oh, you better watch out for the Bastion Errata. Doctor Who. Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Ah! Oh, sorry. Wow. Yeah, sorry. I try to block out River Song episodes. Anyway.
Oh.
Sorry.
That was her first one.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Spoilers, her last.
But no, well, yeah.
From a non shoot. From a non subjective wibbly wobbly, I can't really think of the quote.
The new doctor's so angry. I like him.
Yeah, he's got attack eyebrows. And I can only understand every other word he says.
He's like somewhat whimsical and kind of an, I don't know. His whole first episode, he was like hanging out with homeless people and wearing pajamas. And I'm like, I can get
very
behind.
Very Arthur Dent of him.
Yeah, he's kind of like William Hartnell with a little bit of Thrawn in there and a little bit of Eccleston. And blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I like him. We got Doctor Who on Hulu here.
Yeah, oh, they put Doctor Who on Hulu here too.
Oh, yeah?
They have more stuff than Amazon or Netflix has, which is even better.
The Japanese one's really nice because it's commercial free.
Ah, well.
But they have no free service though. Like,
I only
the subscription here.
I have the paid service and they still show you ads.
Yeah, that's
messed up.
That's messed up. It's a little more expensive here, though. It's like $10 a month. But
oh, well, I pay $8, so I guess if I pay $2 more, I'd...
Yeah, but you have like 20 times more content, though. But anyway.
That's true.
But I can see Big Bang Theory episodes dubbed into Japanese, which somehow makes them better.
Oh, you know, they don't really have CBS on Hulu in the States.
No?
No, there's like some stuff that's like web-only, and it's very confusing. Anyway, I watched that in my man cave, too. See, I tied it back there.
There you go.
I don't watch live TV. In fact, we tried to watch the first Packer game, and we could not do it.
Don't tell me. I haven't seen it yet.
Well, all right. I won't tell you what happened.
Okay.
Just that we missed the entire first half because we were trying to figure out how to get, because I don't have cable anymore. So we were trying to figure out how to get the signal, and the closest NBC affiliate, I guess, is just too far away to get it.
Really?
Yeah. So we tried to watch it on like an NFL mobile app. I had like 2 minutes of free streaming, and then they wanted me to pay them like $5 a month or something. I'm like, oh, maybe I'll think about it, especially because we couldn't get it. So if it's on any channel but NBC, I can probably watch it next time. But we had the same problem last year where we didn't get Fox or CBS very well, and we couldn't watch those games either.
That's crazy. It baffles me that there is any place in Wisconsin that you cannot watch the Packers.
Right. I end up listening to the second half on the radio.
Okay.
Very useful.
What's a radio? Anyway. Yeah. Says the guy who has a radio show. I have a radio show here. Did you know that?
What?
I mean, not to me.
You're not referring to the podcast.
I'm not referring to the podcast. I have a like a terrestrial radio program here.
Why don't I know about this?
I don't know. I worried that you'd get jealous. No, it's an English teaching program.
Okay.
Yeah. Kevin Sensei no Chito Eikaiwa. Yep. It's only on once a month, but it's kind of in the like my main demographic is like housewives, but well, that's mainly that's the Famicom Dojo demographic as well, I suppose.
Housewives.
Yeah. All you housewives listening, keep on keeping on.
Okay.
I would be very surprised if our main demographic was housewives. I wonder what our main demographic is, though.
Well,
I would say people about our age.
Yeah, based on our YouTube, stats. It's, yeah, most people our age, some people that are younger, a few teenagers. We don't swear enough for them, I guess.
Oh, sorry. Balderdash. Is that
YOLO?
Humbug. Sorry, we're really old, so that's about it. Yeah, I don't. What is it? Who's that? Who's that guy making millions? PewDiePie.
PewDiePie.
Really, that's how you say it?
PewDiePie.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure that's how you say it. Let me see. I'm going to type in right now. So if you're typing, I'm sorry. Let's look him up, because last I saw he had 25 million subscribers. So I'm sure it's much more than that now.
Yeah, but they're probably mostly housewives.
Just realized I don't know how to spell PewDiePie.
Okay.
Oh, no, I got it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Oh, it's up to 30 million now.
Wait, 30?
30,522,368. There is a link that says become a bro. Join bro army.
Oh.
Am I joining the bro army? You know, no. The become a bro. Oh, it's just a link to subscribe to his channel.
Oh.
It's just a bit.ly link that reroutes.
Wait a minute. 30 million people?
30 million.
The bro army is a larger armed force than the entire armed forces of Japan. Actually, at 30 million, it might be one of the largest militaries.
I don't know if they're actually armed or not.
We can only hope that they don't. Now I don't have enough information to be against him. Do you know what I mean? I only know secondhand things that he screams into the microphone a lot. I've never watched a video, so I
think I have to be like drunk or stoned to really find him funny.
But I mean,
but he has 30 million freaking subscribers. So what the hell do I know?
Let me think. Okay, let's appeal this to the younger generation. Let's do it right now.
Hey,
texters, I just got off the tweet bus with my friend Instagram, and he was telling me bald space marines are really I can't do it. I'm so old inside.
We sit there in your musty library cave, and hopefully you won't get eaten to the bone.
Listen,
by shadow creatures. Famicom Dojo.